Joining us on the telephone is Austin Wierschke, who is not only a student at Three Lakes, but you've got another title, National Champion in Texting. Let's start with that. How did you ever get involved with a texting competition?
Well, actually, one day I was watching an MTV program, and I saw a commercial for it, and it said something to the effect of you could win money, you could get fame, you could go to New York City, and I thought, well, what better way to save for college than to do something that everybody in the U.S. pretty much does. And that's how I got involved in the contest. I did the preliminary rounds, and I ended up advancing and became a finalist and made it to the New York City rounds, where I battled it out against 10 other people and won the title 2 years in a row.
I have to ask, how fast can you text?
I get that question all the time, and it's kind of hard for me to explain this because it's always different. I think one of my fastest times, though, they calculate this in characters per second, was about 6.5 characters per second. So 6.5 buttons pressed in a second. And I was really, really focused in the zone, so it was crazy. I couldn't even believe it.
Coming up at your own school, you're going to be involved in an event which actually promotes not texting at a certain time. That's drink driving. What do you expect to tell your classmates there?
I'm very, very excited to be working with AT&T in the It Can Wait campaign. I've been a huge advocate for the longest time. I can't wait to spread the word of the dangers of texting while driving to all of my peers and get the word out.
One of the tools they use is an online sign up for a pledge to take, and I'm guessing that you've either already done that or are about to.
I have already taken the pledge. You can take the pledge at itcanwait.org, and I encourage everybody to do it. It is a really great cause, and we need to put a stop to this ever-growing issue.
You're in school, and you probably know several of your friends and classmates that are driving cars and possibly texting at the same time. Do you get on their case a little bit when you catch them?
Of course I do. The first thing I say is, I'm an advocate of this. I'm speaking in front of you guys. How am I going to convince a whole high school if you're going to sit here and text and drive? It's horrible. You're risking your life. You're risking the other driver's lives. You need to put a stop to it. And I just turn into like a protective father kind of to all my friends.
Do you ride with other people and tell them, if you're going to text, I'm going to get out?
I take their phone for them and I say, what do you want me to say to this person? Because I will text it for you before you are going to text.
Not only that, you could probably do it faster.
Yes, exactly.
Anything you'd like to add on that topic today?
I'm just so excited that I get to work with the DOT. I filmed a commercial that will be coming out next month, and that is also about the dangers of texting while driving. I'm just very excited to be spreading the word on something so important nowadays, especially to my peers and into the high school systems.